Section 5 of Wheels, the Fifth Cycle. This LibriVox recording is in the public domain. At the House of Mrs. Kinfoot by Osbert Sitwell. At the House of Mrs. Kinfoot are collected men and women of all ages. They are supposed to sing, paint, or to play the piano. In the drawing room, the fireplace is set with green tiles of an amethyst pattern. The black curls of Mrs. Kinfoot are symmetrical, descended, it is said, from the kings of Ethiopia. But the British bourgeoisie has triumphed. Mr. Kinfoot is bald and talks in front of the fireplace, with his head on one side and his right hand in his pocket. The joy of catching tame elephants and finding them to be white ones still gleams from the jungle eyes of Mrs. Kinfoot. But her mind is no jungle of Ethiopia, but a sound British meadow. Listen then to the gospel of Mrs. Kinfoot. The world was made for the British bourgeoisie. They are its Swiss Family Robinson. The world is not what it was. We cannot understand all this unrest. Adam and Eve were born to evening dress in the southern confines of Belgravia. Eve was very artistic and all that, and felt the fall quite dreadfully. Cain was such a man of the world, and belonged to every club in London. His father simply adored him, but had never really liked Abel, who was rather a milksop. Nothing exists which the British bourgeoisie does not understand. Therefore, there is no death, and of course, no life. The British bourgeoisie is not born and does not die, but if it is ill, it has a frightened look in its eyes. The war was splendid, wasn't it? Oh yes, splendid, splendid. Mrs. Kinfoot is a dear, and so artistic. End of section.